I think I'm going to do a clinic note on River, last name Jordan dash Finley, Jordan dash Fenfley, River, RIBER, birth date 8/7/12, scene office at 3/1/14/25. Patient presents with a history of syncope spell 3 days ago, near syncope spell 3 days ago. Got faint while my father was changing underwear on toilet. Just took him to the next room, laid him on a bed. With waking in about 10 minutes, called the EMS who came and evaluated. Patient took him to ACA urgent care here in Cleveland with negative evaluation, limited, no testing. Parents concerned that maybe anemic or something else is more serious is going on. Doesn't have insurance at this time. Was turned down on Medicaid when he's 3-4 years old, but does have a history of autism, compatible with attempted exam. Without medical care, well, on no medications. Review of symptoms not contributory, past medical history as above, with family social history and negative and present illness. Is with parents who are providers, head, eyes, ears, physical exam, and general appearance, no acute distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat, within normal limits, unable to visualize pharynx, but no cervical adenopathy, lungs. Cleared auscultation without abnormality, heart rate rhythm without murmur or irregularity, abdomen soft and megaly or tenderness, back no nociliary tenderness, extremities, neurological and skin all within normal limits. Skin suggests possible pallor. Mother states was more evident. Impression, near syncope spell with hypotension, questionable anemia per history and appearance, also episode of a stool impaction, treated at Kingwood Hospital a few years ago, told may have diverticulitis without subsequent symptoms or follow-up. Patient, parents advised to take patient to drawing station nearby to get a finger prick, CBC, to rule out anemia. Also advised to take child to Texas Children's Hospital in the Woodlands for further evaluation and treatment. Currently without insurance and without a doctor and not receiving any treatment or supervision of his health care. Thank you, Dr. Halmedier.